I am a son of immigrants who came to this nation from Ghana in pursuit of the American dream. So the American dream has been a major theme in my life, right? And my parents sacrificed so that I could go to great public schools. I became the first in my family to graduate from college. And then I was fortunate enough to go to law school at the College of William & Mary, which is the oldest law school in the country. But even as I experienced success in my life, I saw that those same opportunities weren't accessible to others. And I couldn't say that I was an American dream success story if that dream was not accessible to everybody else. And so after law school, I made the kind of unorthodox decision to, instead of practicing law, go into education and become a kindergarten teacher and give kids an opportunity at the earliest stages of their life to be able to achieve, you know, their dreams. From there, I've worked in education policy. I've become a founding principal of an elementary school. I've worked in the nonprofit sector. And running for Congress seemed to be the next logical step to help Oklahomans and the kids in my community be able to achieve their dreams.
So, Kojo, what realistically are your chances of winning in the November election?
Yeah, my chances are very promising, right? So here in Oklahoma, we have 5 congressional districts. We have over 77 counties, mostly rural, but we have 2 main urban cities, right? Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Well, the 5th congressional district is anchored by Oklahoma City. And just in 2018, a Democrat won that seat, right, for the first time in 30 years. And so I believe that the next domino to fall is the next big urban city, which is Tulsa in OK District 1. And if I were to win, I'd be the first Democrat to win in 34 years in my lifetime. But this is very possible. Just this year in June, the voters voted yes to expand Medicaid, which is a big shocker to a lot of folks who live in Democratic states. Just in 2018, the voters of Oklahoma voted to legalize medical marijuana, right? So in a very conservative Christian state, people are shocked by that, right? And just 2 years prior to that, people voted for landmark criminal justice reform. So Oklahoma is changing and people are thirsting for change. And it's happening and starting in Oklahoma City and right here in Tulsa. So we're going to ride that wave and we're going to be able to win this race.
You are known for being Oklahoma's first black male Democratic nominee of the century. How significant is this? And do you think that will help in your quest to win a seat?
Yes, it definitely will help. You know, and it's very significant, especially when the eyes of the nation have, and the world really, have turned to, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and taking stock of our racial divisions and how we heal them, right? And so, you know, we had George Floyd in Minneapolis get murdered by a police officer, and that really coincided with a lot of energy in our campaign that we were experiencing coming from mostly white women. And so those people rallied behind us, and we were able to win the primary. All right. And be the first black Democratic nominee, be the youngest Democratic nominee in our district, first Ghanaian American to win. And it was because of these folks. And we got over 64% of the vote. We got 34,830 votes. And so definitely people are thirsting and hungering for change. And I think our campaign provides them that.
What is the message here to black people in your community, as well as the immigrant community? Not forgetting the African community in Oklahoma. And for those who want to emulate your example, what is the message here?
The message here is that, you know, the American dream is real, right? But it's about how do we ensure that it's real and accessible to more and more people, and that our country actually becomes great when we expand opportunity to more and more people, right? The story is also that, you know, we have 7% Native American population in my district. And unless you're one of those Native American people, you came from somewhere else. Your family came from somewhere else. And so we are truly a nation of immigrants. And that's part of what makes our country great. What makes us great is we build bridges. And so like our campaign slogan is bridging the divide, right? We build bridges towards one another. We affirm the fact that we're a land of opportunity. And if you're willing to work hard, follow the rules, you too can achieve your dreams and build a better life for yourself and for your kids. Well, and I want to represent possibility. I come from a family, you know, my dad unfortunately became incarcerated. So he wasn't in my life when I was born. My mom suffered a stroke at the age of 39 when I was 14 years old. So she had to step out of my life and return back to Ghana. But yet still, I kept striving and I had a lot of opportunity along the way to fulfill my potential. So if I did it, you can do it as well.